Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Colorado and Utah started the month with their worst snowpack in recorded history. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Scott Franz reports that's leading to even bleaker predictions for how much water will flow down the Colorado River.
Federal water experts say Lake Powell is on track to get less than a quarter of its normal volume of water through July. That's down almost 40% from last month's forecast. Cody Mosier is a hydrologist with the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center. He says extreme heat in March wiped out already meager snowpack.
In many cases, our April through July volume forecasts rank in the lowest five on record when compared to historical observations.
Forecasts for other major reservoirs and tributaries have also taken big hits over the last month. Projected flows to Flaming Gorge are down 20%. The forecast is also calling for near-record low flows on the Yampa River. I'm Scott Franz.
One of our region's British consul generals recently went on her first visit to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming to talk about energy and technology. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more.
Eleanor Kylo describes herself as a mini ambassador to the Northwest U.S. She's talking to states about how they can collaborate more with the U.K. In Wyoming, a lot of those talks revolve around coal.
Because I think Wyoming and the U.K. have a similar history in terms of our deep sort of reliance on coal and then our desire to transition into a more sustainable energy mix looking forward.
Kylo says the UK wants to partner with states with renewable energy resources, along with nuclear reactors. She says partnerships are already happening around exchanging university students and beef sales. With the rise of AI data centers, Kylo's also sharing solutions from her country, like designating specific zones to rapidly deploy centers. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
As Congress considers reauthorizing federal transportation funding, national park advocates are pushing for investments in more wildlife crossings and other measures that improve safety for visitors and wildlife alike. Public News Service's Eric Galatas has more.
Between 1 to 2 million collisions with large species result in thousands of human injuries each year, hundreds of fatalities, and up to $8 billion in costs to Americans. Bart Melton with the National Parks Conservation Association says there's an average of 7,600 big game collisions each year in Wyoming.
And those can be extremely dangerous. Hitting a moose or an elk or even a pronghorn antelope in your car is really bad for motorists and not great for the wildlife either.
Starting from the core of Yellowstone National Park, species like pronghorn, elk, and mule deer move in all directions during migration season. Animals cross roads south of Grand Teton and other dangerous choke points where animals and people intersect. Wildlife crossings, which can be underpasses or overpasses, have reduced elk and deer-related vehicle collisions by up to 97%. I'm Eric Galatas.
Renters are feeling some relief as the costs across our region are dropping. That's thanks in part to a building boom. Yet at the same time, home ownership remains out of reach for many. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The median price for a new lease is down 1.5% from a year ago across the country. But in some Mountain West states, the decline in cost to renters is much stronger. Rob Warnock is a lead economic researcher with Apartment List, which is behind the study.
5% year-over-year rent declines in Denver. We've got around 4 to 5% through a lot of Arizona. Salt Lake City prices are down 2.5%. Las Vegas, 3.5. Boise, prices are down there, about a percentage point year over year.
While this is good news for renters, Warnock says rents are still higher than they were before the COVID pandemic 6 years ago. Still, Warnock says the supply-demand equation in the marketplace gives a small edge to renters looking for a deal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
The Bureau of Land Management is asking for public comment on the proposed Bridger Pipeline. The 647-mile buried pipeline would transport about 550,000 barrels of crude oil daily from the Canadian border down to a terminal in Guernsey. For more information or to submit a comment, head to eplanning.blm.gov and search for the project name Bridger Pipeline. The Wyoming Department of Education is looking for presenters for the upcoming Native American Education Conference this August. It's the 17th year of the Riverton-based event, which aims to strengthen support for Native American students. Proposals are due by April 19th. This year's theme is Walking Together, Forging a Collective Path Through Indigenous Knowledge. Check out the state's Department of Education website for more information. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around this state. Jackson's newest Olympian has been honored by her home ski hill. Buckrell reports Breezy Johnson took gold in women's downhill in this winter's games. In response, Jackson Hole Mountain Resort wrapped the number one Bridger Gondola cabin in gold and Johnson's picture and held a ceremony, dedicating the cab in her honor. Wildlife managers in Grand Teton National Park are hoping to fool sage grouse looking for love. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports the male birds were doing their mating dance near the end of the airport runway and getting killed by planes. So, wildlife managers restored some habitat nearby and, with the help of the high school robotics team, deployed decoy grouse. A few wobble and dance as their calls are played over hidden speakers. The hope is to lure the birds away from the planes and to the nearby habitat. And according to Rent Cafe, Laramie is the fourth best U.S. college town in 2026. It moved up 12 spots in the last year. It ranked so highly thanks to the University of Wyoming's low tuition and fees and local cost of living. And it pairs a high natural amenity score with a high number of arts and entertainment spots for its size. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many POW camps were in Wyoming during World War II? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was Tim McCoy? Well, McCoy was an American actor, military officer, and Wyoming politician. McCoy is most noted for his roles in B-grade Western movies, even had his picture on a Wheaties box. And in 1942, McCoy ran for the Republican nomination for the open U.S. Senate seat from Wyoming. He lost. During that campaign, though, he established the first statewide radio hookup in Wyoming broadcast history. He lost the primary and within 48 hours volunteered for active duty with the U.S. Army. He served in Europe, rising to the rank of colonel with the Army Air Corps and Army Air Forces. Congratulations to John DeVos, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.